know it is. It's
the Couch Watch Podcast.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. That's pretty good stuff right there.
I was gonna keep that going, but
yeah. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Couch Watch Podcast, where we talk about shit like movies and
yeah, all that shit. And which one is this? Is the fifth episode?
Yes, the fifth episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring it up really quickly, the unfortunate death of Robin Williams.
Yeah, may he rest in peace. Along with the Golden Girl, Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's very sad. But I mean, like, Robin Williams was like a real...
It was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah, you know, Flubber.
I mean, all of our childhood.
You got Mrs. Doubtfire.
Jumanji.
Aladdin. And then you got older and you started watching stuff like Patch Adams. Goodwill Hunting.
That's
Good amazing. Morning Vietnam. It's a good movie, but yeah, that's. I'm very sad about that. I'm still grieving. So if you hear me break out into sobs, randomly, it's because of that. But yeah, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Wow, that really depressed everything. Yeah, okay.
We're talking about. Let's talk about some games. Gamescon.
Oh, I like what I did there.
Yeah, Gamescon was big.
Gamescon, big this great week. Actor.
Yeah, big Gamescon. Week for Gamescon. Start off with a Dying Light trailer.
Yeah.
Open world zombie survival thing.
With survival thing.
Yeah. Have you seen that stuff?
No. Yeah. It's funny that you think I watched that.
I would compare it with
Yeah, give me a comparison.
Mirror's Edge, you know, game? Yes. The parkour game. And mixed with Left 4 Dead.
That's cool.
Yeah. Has, like, a lot of fast zombies, parkour.
It's funny, because, like, when we talk about games, it's just you telling me what it is, because I don't know. All right. Ooh, Mass Effect.
Well, we'll save that for later.
Oh.
Let's get rid of all the trailers. Get rid of all the trailers.
Forget I said that.
Assassin's Creed Rogue cinematic trailer. You either play as an Irish guy in the Arctic.
In the Arctic?
Yeah. It's like Arctic combat and shit.
Maybe an Eskimo.
Maybe.
Is this the same like character?
No, it's
different now.
Different.
Okay, thank God. How many fucking ancestors you have?
There's Assassin's Creed Unity.
Wow, that was a stupid question. How many ancestors does he have? He's got a shit ton of ancestors.
Well, no, that storyline.
It's gone now. Yeah. It's all just about
assassins.
Well, that's
now.
Stupid. That's dumb.
I don't know.
You heard it here first. That's dumb.
The games are fun, but the storyline is turning to shit now.
Yeah, it turned to shit after, I think, the third one.
Yeah. I guess so. Assassin's Creed Unity gameplay looks pretty badass.
Yeah?
Badass. The co-op multiplayer stuff looks really cool.
What are we talking about?
Assassin's Creed Unity.
Assassin's Creed Unity. Yeah. More like Assassin's Creed.
Nice one. I already knew what you were going to say. There's the short NBA 2K15 teaser.
I don't care.
Yeah. I don't really play sports games.
For people who are too lazy to play basketball in real life, you'll dig this game.
Well, I play the NHL games because I can't play hockey.
NHL!
Because I'm a wimp.
I like NHL.
It's hockey. Pretty good. Hockey.
I like they fight all the
also
time.
Also, like some of that the soccer,
the fucker,
soccer's.
You mean footy?
The footy, the fifas.
You mean the football? let's get real here. It's football.
Speaking of football, there's nothing here.
Nothing for football. Speaking of foot,
Dead Island 2 trailer.
Yeah, because there's feet in that game.
Yeah, you can kick people.
Dead kick Island zombies. 2.
Yeah, I think those.
Do you think it? Like, I haven't seen the trailer yet, but does it look good?
It looks more the same from the first one. It's just the different setting.
I gotta say, the Dead Island, like the first one, the trailer kind of made me sad.
Wait,
with the little girl.
The trailer looked.
It was cool though. It was all like backwards.
Yeah,
I liked that, but it made me sad.
A little sad.
And then I played the game and I was like, "This is nothing like
it. It's nothing.
This is stupid.
At all." Like,
what Dead Island was all right. I didn't bother playing that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Riptide bullshit.
Well, Dead Island 2 doesn't look any better.
Yeah.
Bloodborne, that looks good.
Yeah.
Bloodborne.
You were all surprised that I knew what that was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shotgun, man.
Shotgun. That looks Van Helsing-esque. It's made for the guys who made Demon's Souls.
I like it. I'll probably play it.
I'll probably play it. It's a PS4 exclusive, though.
Yeah, so that's why I said earlier, I want to get PS4. Yeah. All these exclusives.
Speaking of exclusives, Tomb Raider.
What was that?
Rise of the Tomb Raider sequel will be Xbox One exclusive.
You know, boobs and fighting.
One cool thing is that they'll use 7,000 points of references. You know, like those mocap balls and shit?
Yeah.
When they do mocap, they'll be more precise and more...
That's cool.
...detailed. So that's cool. But Xbox One exclusive.
Remember Tomb Raider when she looked like shit? And I just had boobs and
triangles.
Just triangles and and then boobs. Triangle boobs.
Now it's more.
Now it's more. It's it's symmetrical.
I really like
the perfect circle. Yeah.
I really like the reboot.
The reboot.
Yeah, the reboot.
Return of the Blockbuster.
What?
What? Moving on. Speaking of Blockbuster.
What? What are you gonna move on? Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. Advanced.
You get it though.
What?
Because people go to Blockbuster and they used to rent Call of Duty all the time.
That's funny.
That's back when... That's when people knew what Blockbuster was.
Oh, yeah. That's all...
Kids don't
know. It's all Netflix now.
Kids don't know what Blockbuster is anymore.
Anyways, Call of Duty. Whatever. It's fucking...
It's Call of Duty. Yeah, what do you expect? It's fucking Call of Duty.
Actually, no. I watched the trailer for that and they have jetpacks.
They're
trying to copy Titanfall a bit.
Well...
it looks like a... Looks like a copy of Titanfall, so I don't know.
These games, I mean, I get why.
I get the appeal, because
I get that people always want to play games like this, and that they'll always be making money off of it, but I mean, it's got to come to an end.
Yeah, it has to.
Like, I don't want to be 35 and there's going to be, like, Call of Duty 92 on.
Yeah, 92. Call of Duty for, like, this year.
They'll release, like, 5 games every year.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Like, when was the last Call of Duty game?
It's like yearly, yeah.
Jeez.
Halo 2 and Halo 5 stuff happened. That stuff happened. Halo 2 looks...
Not much of a Halo 2 guy anymore.
The Halo 2 looks like...
It looks cool, but I won't go back and I don't...
Looks almost exactly like the old one, but, like, more revamped. More
remastered.
Remastered, yeah. Brings back a lot of merit. Remember that?
A lot of merit.
Merit.
You earned a lot of merit playing that game.
Yeah, I did.
A lot of brought back a lot of memories.
You did?
Yeah, like your first girlfriend you got playing that game.
What?
You saw your first boob playing that game. That's your first boob playing that game. And you did it all.
Yeah, I did. Didn't I? Let's see here.
Halo 5?
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
It didn't show a game. It's just like a teaser thing.
Halo 4 is bullshit.
I have the game. It's fucking bullshit.
Actually, going back to the Call of Duty ghost thing, I saw this Vine once. It was like the Call of Duty case on a table, and this guy had this banana, and he just smushed it on the case. That's what I think of every time I think of Call of Duty ghosts.
Does it?
Bananas.
Speaking of HD remakes, Resident Evil will be remade on the current gen and next gen consoles.
Resident Evil.
Like the first one. Were you a big fan of Resident Evil?
I don't even remember it. I just remember being scared all the time.
Yeah. I used to play at my cousin's house.
That's your cousin's house. Man, you're having a difficult time talking today.
I've been drinking a lot. I'm scared.
Oh, what? Is that smell? Is that what you're farting so much earlier? The alcohol. Blamed it on that alcohol.
I was never a big fan of Resident Evil myself.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of excited just because I remember, like, a lot of people playing it a lot.
Yeah, I remember a lot of people.
I remember, like, you know, at, like, birthdays and stuff, you play for, like, 5 minutes, and it was cool.
Then
Resident Evil 6 came out,
They just look like action movies now.
The new games were, like...
They turned into, like, Call of Duties.
Yeah, it's like...
There's... Making it sacred, making it.
Wrong moves.
Okay. Let's see, what do we have next? Forza 2 Horizon gameplay.
I don't give a shit
either. One thing I forgot to put on here was the Witcher 3 gameplay.
Witcher 3.
That game is probably one of the best looking games I've seen so far.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like,
is that a red beat?
It's amazing. Looks amazing.
It's a good game.
Absolutely. Yeah, speaking of, well, we'll talk about it later. I finished Witcher 2.
Yeah?
Yeah. Get into detail later,
well,
I guess.
Well, you'll get all the hot and the juicy hot exclusives.
Juicy, intense.
After the break, which will be in like an hour from now.
Yeah. Let's see. Twitch. Talking about Twitch.
Twitch.
Duh. Twitch recently got bought by YouTube, as some people know.
Yeah.
They will not allow any music to be played in streams.
What?
And the broadcast that they save will only be saved for a limited time, 14 to 60 days. And they're going to delete all the past broadcasts that you know and love. Like we know the creatures. All their 24-hour live streams are going to be gone. Can't watch them anymore.
Fuck you.
Yeah, and they probably won't have a intro music anymore.
What?
Or something, I don't know. Yeah, it's gonna suck.
That's stupid.
Google, fuck you. Ruin everything.
Oh, yeah, watch them, like, shut us down.
Yeah.
Take down our Tumblr.
Like, everything they buy has, like, been turned to shit, like YouTube.
I remember YouTube back when it was just, like, it was, like, the new hit thing, you know?
Yeah.
It was just, like, what is this YouTube? There's so many, there wasn't even that many funny videos on it. It was just, like, a few,
small clips of shit.
Like, I remember Smosh. That was like a huge
Smosh, yeah.
They were a huge channel. And it was just like, yeah, and then it just like grew into this bullshit pile.
Google bought it.
But I remember like, were they always okay? I mean, did they ever have copyright bullshit when they started off?
Not as like,
but it wasn't as tight as it is now. Because I remember there was like tons of like, you know, they get like, you could like search up a song, like, a song and you get like, you get like, I don't know, 200 results.
I know.
People just posting like lyric videos.
Like half of like a movie or something.
I remember, I used to watch a lot of movies on YouTube.
Yeah.
You get like part like one
clips and shit
and stuff, and then now it's just like
everything's gone. I used to watch like wrestling shows on there too. Like back in
WWE.
The day.
Raw. Monday Night Raw.
Brother.
And we have
what if Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Sierra Entertainment. It was big back in the day.
I knew a girl named Sierra.
Oh, did you?
She was a slut. I'm just kidding.
You know, well, it's not a slut. The Half-Life series and King's Quest. That were made by Sierra. Not made, but produced and published, I guess.
The Half-Life series.
It's getting revived by Activision.
Of course.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Of course. All these fucking continuations after, like, how many years?
Well, then,
when did Half-Life 2 even come out?
Like 1990s.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Well, the story hasn't been ended yet.
It's like a Tron game. I'd play that.
I think they have.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, based, like, on the movie game?
Might just be.
Or just like,
like the.
Or the movie storyline. Because I was talking like the game within the movie.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'd play. That'd be cool to play. Clue.
Yeah. Clue.
No, not like Clue, like the board game. It's all Clue, the character from Tron.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Roller Coaster Tycoon World announced at Gamescom.
So,
for 2015.
Only for kids 4 and up.
I don't think kids are like part of this.
They won't want to play it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, this is stupid. This
shit. Look, give me my guns back.
Give me my Call of Duty.
Give me my Call of Duties.
I feel like that's like a game. A game that like parents would make their kids play.
What,
when they get grounded? When they get rounded, you can play Rollercoaster Tycoon.
Take away Call of Duty for a month.
It's like no.
Go build your. They get addicted on this instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the new Rollercoaster Tycoon they're releasing.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's gonna have online capabilities,
so all these people can yell at each other.
Yeah. You could visit other people's parks and trade blueprints.
Someone like sabotages you and steals your blueprint.
Buys like all your.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I've been on and off a fan of Rollercoaster.
I never really was one for it, but I remember it was a big.
It was a big thing.
Yeah, I just like making roller coasters.
They were fun.
Really coasters.
Roller coasters.
Roller coasters.
Oh, what?
Rastafarians.
Nice one. Nice one. And this is the last bit of news here. No, we have two more. Mass Effect. Executive producer Casey Hudson leaves. Oh. Says he's going to be leaving, focusing on better
what?
Things.
Who?
Casey Hudson. He's the lead designer for the Mass Effect series.
Oh, and he's leaving? Bigger and better
for
things.
Bigger and better things.
Like what?
Oh, he's going to move on.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think he left his mark on the Mass Effect series. So, yeah. Good luck.
I haven't played yet, but...
You should.
I will soon once I get the... Once I
good
get
luck the with you, Casey Hudson.
Once, you know, my source lends me source. Once Thomas is done with the games.
He hasn't...
Well, like, Chelsea gave it to him. He's supposed to give it to me. Now he's in America.
That darn Thomas.
Thomas is a fool. I'll have a Thomas story later for you.
Oh, okay.
Because we know last week we had a Joe story. Now we have Thomas.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
And last bit.
We have two.
Oh, two?
That one and then the...
Which one? Oh, Neverwinter Nights.
We got that.
Paul McCartney.
And,
okay.
And Reedus.
I didn't notice. Neverwinter Nights. The Dragonate... Not Dragon. What? Dungeons and Dragons. MMO will be coming to Xbox One next year. It'll be free to play for all Xbox Gold members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares about that?
Let's talk about Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Who's working on a theme song for Destiny. And the song will release after the game is released.
Yeah. That's it.
I like Paul McCartney.
I think that song's going to be remembered for a while. I think that song's going to be remembered for a while.
All of his songs remember. What are we talking about?
Well, no, because it's a theme for a game.
It's a theme for a game.
Like, all these theme songs are going to be remembered. Like,
he's kind of lost his voice, though, I find. Like, I don't mind listening to his stuff. Yeah. But he's kind of lost his...
lost his touch.
He's old now, right? Like,
well, yeah. That's going to be really interesting to hear that.
It better not be, like, a Clint Eastwood kind of song.
Ride with me. Am I grand?
I wonder what yeah. What's he doing?
Norman Reedus.
Hideo Kojima, the mastermind behind Metal Gear series, and Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro.
Will team up for a new Silent Hill game that stars Norman Reedus as the main character.
I'll play that.
Yeah.
I'll play that. Just for Norman Reedus.
They show a teaser at Gamescom, and there's a short little interactive teaser on the PSN.
So yeah, you said it's gonna be like he's like they're using his likeness and his voice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Norman Reedus.
The model
Son
of
a
bitch.
Very cool. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting team.
Little man, Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, the recent Silent Hill games hasn't been good, so maybe this will bring it back up.
Hopefully, Guillermo del Toro is pretty good with those kind of. Creepy,
strange,
weird. Strange, Pan's Labyrinth kind of. Don't be afraid of the dark. That was a bullshit movie.
Especially with Norman Reedus added.
Yeah, Norman Reedus.
Yeah, Norman Reedus.
That's the end of our gaming news.
Darn sure. Let's move on to television. Flash trailer.
Yeah.
Seen that?
No. Speaking of Flash, though.
Yeah.
Robert Knepper is going to apparently play the Clock King, who I think is a villain of the Flash.
Yeah.
And he's from such shows as Prison Break and Heroes.
Nice.
You ever watch Prison Break?
No, it wasn't a fan.
Me and Joe used to talk about that all the time.
Yeah, I felt left out.
He was Teabag.
Teabag?
That was literally his name on the show. It was Teabag. And he called everybody pretty. He's like, hello there, pretty. He was the, the weird kind of, the molester. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good Flash news right
Flash
there.
Flash trailer.
For darn sure.
I don't know. It's still in the Gotham land, in DC land. Photos of Arkham Asylum and footage for Gotham.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw a commercial on TV the other day for Gotham. Looks alright, I guess.
With like each reveal, I kind of lose a bit of hope.
I think we mentioned.
I wanted to.
We mention this every time.
I know. Cause it's a cool like concept.
Yeah, I just wish they didn't try so hard with the Bruce Wayne bullshit.
And with the fucking Joker tease.
Joker in there. Catwoman as a kid. It's like, I know you're trying to appeal to like their like fan base. But
trying to be more realistic.
But yeah, come on. Yeah. There's no. It's like, I mean, I know you like Smallville, but I'm just saying it's like Smallville. They kept adding so many like characters, you know, that was just kind of like, okay, this is a lot for a young Superman.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, let's see how that turns out. The Walking Dead season 4. Well, the real ending.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
That's like a 30-second clip.
Yeah?
What happened? Him saying, of Rick saying, you're fucking with the wrong people. And was like 10 times better than the actual air.
We've moved past that, Jay-Z. That's old news.
Yeah. Had like more impact though.
Oh, I'm excited for this one. Netflix is looking to develop another season of Arrested Development, says Will Arnett, actually. I like Arrested Development, so. I like Jason Bateman. I like Michael Cera. I like David Cross. I like Will Arnett. I like Jeffrey Tambor.
Right.
I don't like Ellen's wife though. She can get out. She can get the hell out.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of Arrested Development.
What? Hello? Like,
when I watched like the first season, as I told you,
it's such a good show. What are you talking about? It's so funny.
Tobias. I know it is, but I just never got into it. I don't know why.
Wow. There's a reason you like Smallville. Cause you like shit.
Better Call Saul, short teaser, 10-second.
Yeah.
It's a teaser.
I don't care about the teaser. I just want to watch the show.
I just want to watch it already. We already spoke about Guillermo here.
Guillermo.
He's planning to develop a Justice League Dark.
Cool. Cartoon? I think
movie or series, I don't know. I think movie.
Justice League Dark movie. Or TV?
There's like no details been released.
So let me get this straight. You got.
Well, Justice League Dark is like has different heroes. It's like John Constantine, Swamp Thing, Zatanna.
Let me get this straight.
Beast.
You got all these DC shows. You got Batman, Superman, plus the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Then you throw this shit in the mix. Okay.
Well, he's not gonna do it right away.
I don't care. I don't wanna see it.
I kinda wanna see it.
I don't. Fuck you, Guillermo. I'm sorry, I'm just in an angry mood. Robin Williams it's very sad. I'm still very sad about this.
You gotta get past that.
No!
We can't live in the past. We can't live in the past. I don't know, that's gonna be interesting.
The Houdini trailer.
Houdini, yeah.
I like Adrian Brody, so I'm kind of excited for that. I saw it today.
There's like a lot of history shows now. History Channel shows.
Adrian Brody, come on. He's like legit. Too legit to quit. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
No, I know I'm what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying, y'all?
And...
Hello?
Hello? It is.
Hello?
Renovations in my house.
Hello? Sorry.
Michael C. Hall to lead in. Are you on the phone?
Hello?
Trying to talk to somebody? Yeah? Michael C. Hall to lead in Stanley Kubrick's unproduced God Fearing Man.
Yeah, it's like a mini series.
Yeah, mini series.
I feel like that's all Michael C. Hall is just going to be doing for the rest of his life. Is like TV shows, and then the occasional indie movie. And a couple. Because I don't know. I think the only, like, big movie I've ever seen him in. It was Gamer. That was a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he did 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
He was in Dexter, and then he's
gonna do a bunch of TV shows now.
I like that that short he did with College Humor and Ben Schwartz.
What was it called?
The kiddie porn one.
Yeah.
where Ben Schwartz comes into this like video store and tries to sell him like kiddie porn. He's like, I don't want it.
Right?
Ben Schwartz is a funny guy.
He is a very funny guy.
I like that. We're trailing off topic, but I like that episode where he's interrogating Jake and Amir.
The Milkman?
No, he's interrogating the College Humor video with Jake and Amir. He's like interrogating them about who's shitting the copier.
Oh, yeah.
And he's he like yelling at him and he punches Jake in the face and starts sucking his dick. What is it? Stop punching me. Stop sucking me up. And then at the end of the video, like part two, he's just like, I know who it was. It was me. And then they're all like, it was you this whole time. And then like Amir starts clapping and he's like, yeah, it's me the whole time. He's like, what the fuck is that?
He's really funny in Parks and Rec.
He's just funny. Yeah.
He's a very funny guy. Good.
He's on that show with Don Cheadle too, House of Lies.
Oh yeah,
I haven't watched it, but I heard it's pretty good.
Moving on to movie news. So, a whole bunch of Batman versus Superman news.
Well, we're gonna save that for last.
Save it for last, okay?
Because we're gonna talk about that. But I just want to quickly talk about this here Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bullshit.
Yeah.
There's a second one already announced to come out. June 3rd, 2016.
Horrible.
And you've seen the reviews, right? For this?
It has like a 33 Metascore. Horrible.
20% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. Basically, it's what you would expect from a
horrible
Michael Bay produced film. It's just, I'm still so very upset about that.
Like, I heard some people who like come in with low expectations, and it's still
horrible. And still, yeah. I heard at least that the turtles were kind of funny.
Really?
I did see this one part in the trailer, I think on like TV or something, where they're like in the in an elevator, and they're all like, they all have their weapons out and they're kind of waiting, and they're all amped up, kind of funny. Mm. Kind of reminded me of like the old kind of.
Reminded me of the Spider-Man 2 scene.
Which one?
Is in the, like, I think, I don't know. He's like, he doesn't have like his webs anymore or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's Spider-Man 2. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, it's Spider-Man 2.
No, yeah, the one where he's in like the elevator with that guy and his dog.
He's like, nice suit.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah. Where'd you get it? Oh, I made it myself.
Yeah, that part was funny. It's like one of the only like few funny parts in those movies.
Talking about that movie, those movies had a lot of funny parts. Not like this Amazing Spider-Man 2. Yeah, you know, I, looking back on some of it, I'm a little disappointed.
What's Amazing Spider-Man?
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I was too.
No, when we watched it, you were all like,
yeah, oh, that was really good. Wasn't as good as the first one.
It's not as good as the first one. I mean, there is still a lot of good stuff in it. It's just that, I don't know, for me it's like half and half, you know?
Yeah.
They focus so much on so many different subplots. Which, I mean, I get it, because they want to focus on the other, like, spin-offs and all that, but, I mean, I guess, hopefully it'll pay off. But I feel like it'll be, like, one of those movies that we'll look back on in, like, 20 years or so, and people will be like, yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when Fight Club came out. People didn't like Fight Club, and then now it's, like, a huge, like...
That's true.
It's a huge movie.
Yeah.
What was Electro's line again? The really cheesy one. Oh yeah, it's my birthday, so now I'm gonna light my candles.
Yeah,
I wasn't waiting for that the whole time.
Speaking of cheesy lines, Guardians of the Galaxy.
There's no cheesy lines in that.
Yeah, but then they were funny though.
Actually, there was a kind of cheesy line, but it was funny.
Yeah, it fit.
You said it yourself, bitch.
It's not currently 23, but it's high up there on the IMDb's top 250.
Let's just face it, that movie was amazing, alright?
It was amazing.
It's like number one blockbuster hit of the summer.
You think Avengers 2 will be better?
I don't know.
You know?
That's a hard one. I do think, obviously, Avengers 2 is going to make a shit ton of money, and I'm sure it'll be good. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I kind of, like, I like Guardians of the Galaxy because it focused just on these five characters.
Yeah.
really. Like, I mean, there were a couple like side characters, like
smaller characters.
But then, and then I don't mind the Avengers. It's just that there's so many characters sometimes, and it just keeps growing.
Well, like, now there are.
Yeah, look at it. Now it's just growing, and it's kind of like, how are they gonna manage to keep it up? You know.
I think they might rotate heroes.
Well, you said that something about in the second one, Captain America and Iron Man are supposed to have like a little
feud
again.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't seen that before. Because I was reading up on the Civil War stuff.
Marvel Civil War. Robert Downey Jr. isn't signed for that yet.
Oh, he isn't?
No.
Because I was reading up on it. Doesn't Iron Man and Captain America kind of have like a... Aren't they like enemies in it?
I don't know.
Something like that. So that would be kind of cool if they...
And there isn't no Iron Man 4 movie.
Well, yeah, I think he said he's done with making more. Well, they ended it. Like, the Iron Man 3 was done. Like,
yeah.
He didn't have to do any more shit. He got rid of, like, all the suits and stuff. I mean, I'm sure in this one he'll hopefully make a...
Comeback.
Because he'll have to, right? Like...
Yeah, I don't know.
He was so cocky about, oh, yeah, we're going to make a ton of these movies.
I think they will. It's going to be like a James Bond thing. Where there's going to be different actors for different years.
I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. There's not going to be one that's going to top him, though.
Yeah, obviously not. He is Tony Stark.
There's no one that I can think of that fits that persona.
Yeah. It's been weird.
Can you imagine, like... I guess they could always use Don Cheadle, because isn't he the new Iron Man in the comics? War Machine. That's what they announced. Yeah, they announced that Sam Wilson, I think the Falcon, I think that's his name.
Yeah, either him or Winter Soldier.
Anyway, they said he's Captain America. Captain America's black.
Well, now. Winter Soldier was once.
Yeah, but I'm talking about newer comics. It's him, and then they got Thor as a woman now. So they got a black Captain America, Thor as a woman, and black Iron Man.
And then, an Asian Black Widow.
Damn, dude. That's fine.
But it's a man.
What?
Yeah. What? Speaking of men.
What do you mean?
Sylvester.
Are you serious?
No, I was just joking.
Oh, okay. I mean, not that there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, I can't picture a dude playing a Black Widow kind of character. He'd be super flexible.
Sylvester Stallone.
Sly.
He wants... I've never heard.
What? What are we looking at?
This one right here. Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah?
Expendables.
Wants Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Expendables.
Expendables.
I mean, at least they're using, like... I mean, at least he wants, like, actual
female... Yeah, that name is so stupid, though. Expendables.
Whatever. They'll make money off of that shit, too. Yeah. But I'm saying, I like that they actually have, like, a woman. Like, an actual action star woman.
Yeah.
Like, she kicked ass in the Alien movies.
Who else do you want in Expendables?
Who would I want?
Yeah.
They're obviously going to put a lot of, like, newer girls in there.
Like,
I can't really...
Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I love her.
She plays the same character.
I love her. I think she's dating Zac Efron.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's hot. Imagine their babies, man. Babies would be so hot. And, like, hot. Totally hot. I can't even think of any, like, that chick that was in Haywire, and she's like in a couple action movies.
You know, Jojo.
Well, she could be in that, but I'm talking Haywire, the chick. She's like a woman's UFC fighter or something. She's pretty hot. Yeah, like, she'd be cool in that.
They already have like UFC fighters in the Expendables 3.
Yeah, that's when I kind of like. Ruins it for me.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because it's like, it's supposed to be action stars.
Action stars, not like fighters.
Like Randy Couture.
Couture.
Fucking asshole.
Ashton Kutcher should be in Expendables.
They should put The Rock in that. In the third one. Because he's in like every other action movie that comes out. Like,
I think he said he wanted to be a villain.
Or Diesel. Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he said he wanted to be a villain in one of them.
But
The Rock.
Okay, Expendables. I'm trying to think of, like, it's hard.
Jessica Alba can be in there.
Yeah, but she hasn't really done a lot of action roles, though.
I'm trying to think. Angelina Jolie. There's one.
I think she said she's done with acting.
Really?
For now. She said she's, like, retired.
Well, that's not going to be released in, like, more than a couple of years.
Yeah, but she said she's done.
Really?
And she'll probably come back in like 10 years. But,
she's like 50.
Fuck, who else? I'm trying to think of like, I'm trying not to be racist here. I'm trying not to think of all white girls. I'm trying to think of some like, I'm trying to diverse it a bit here.
Hillary Swank.
She's a salad, man. She's a salad. A salad. Salad. Okay, I guess.
Lucy Liu.
Oh, Lucy Liu.
She has not aged at all.
She looks the same.
Yeah.
That's the beauty about being an Asian. Like you, Jay-Z. Like me. You'll never age.
Never age till
until you're like, until you reach like 60, and then you're gonna look like, up you're gonna look crazy. Man.
I don't know.
So we got what we got. Michelle Rodriguez. Lucy Liu.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver. Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
We need like a black chick in there. I'm just saying, we need a black chick. Zoe Saldana. Because she's been in a good number of action films. And Meryl Streep. I'm just kidding.
Betty White.
Oh, that'd be fucking funny, actually. Imagine Betty White like holding a gun.
Yeah, that'd be pretty badass. I don't know. There's not much that comes off the top of my head.
Yeah, there's like, I know there's a ton.
Yeah,
I just can't
lot.
Think of it on the spot. It's like trying, like, it's easy for action, like, stars, like, here, like, or
like actors.
Male actors. Because
there have been a lot.
Because, you know, because I immediately think of, like, Nick Cage, Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
yeah.
Mel Gibson, you know, like, it just kind
of. Kate Beckinsale.
Yes, she could totally be in it.
She is so hot.
I would, you know what? I'd watch that.
Yeah, I probably.
I'd watch it. It's like. Yeah, I'd watch that.
It's like the first time Expendables was announced. You're like, fuck, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I still gotta watch the first Expendables movie, but.
Oh, yeah, you haven't. Okay,
I haven't seen them yet, yeah. Because it just. I don't know. But something about chicks, man. People like chicks who kick ass.
Just trying to think of more. I don't know why.
Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go on IMDb right now. I'm gonna click on. Just a random movie.
How about IMDb up in here? Now I just hear us like, is there enough stuff?
Whose birthday is it today? Then maybe we'll get an idea.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Fuck, he's dead. He can't help us.
Let's see. We're sorry about all this silence.
I'm sorry. We're hell-bent on finding a woman.
We're hell-bent.
Yeah, just click popular movies. There you go. Susan Sarandon.
Let's see.
Megan Fox actually could totally be in it if she wanted to. Gal Gadot.
ScarJo.
Yeah, I guess so. She could probably.
I guess so.
Can Emilia Clarke please be in it? I would like. I'd have triple orgasms at once.
It's not like a top 50 or top 10 or 50. Or most popular by genre.
Yo. So, action. Here we go. I'm so excited.
Why isn't
scroll down. This is like recent.
Recent.
Recent. What? Keep scrolling. I'm trying to think of like Sin City actresses. Rosario Dawson. I don't know.
Anne Hathaway.
She hasn't really been
in
a lot.
Like
action
just
films.
A couple.
She did kick ass as Catwoman though.
Shit.
Yeah, can Aaron Paul just be in there? as the one guy. Nick Cage should just show up.
Halle Berry
can totally do.
She probably good. What? How can I show all the.
Yeah, we need like old movies, like 90s and like early thousands.
I don't know why.
Amy Smart. She's in the Crank movies. Carmen Electra. She can be like the old MILF.
The old MILF. Oh, Uma Thurman.
Yeah,
she could.
She's kind of old now. So is Sigourney Weaver, but I still think she's dope as shit.
She's dope as shit.
Liv Tyler,
yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter. She's the weird one. Carrie Ann Moss, if she was like back in their Matrix.
Back in like 2000s.
Yeah.
The early 2000s. Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow. She hasn't really done like a big action roles. Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, yeah. There you go.
She's all like sweet and innocent, and then bam! Just bite your dick off.
Oh, look, look at there. 37.
Dun, dun.
37.
Dun, dun. Yeah, we kind of trailed like super off.
Yeah, let's get back.
Let's get back into the mix.
Maybe you guys can make a list and send to us.
Yeah, send us a list
for your Expendables Dreamcast.
We're gonna get some weird shit.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann Moss is gonna be on there. Where are we? how did we get here?
Let's get back to topics here. Director for Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, Colin Trevorrow, that's a badass last name, posted a picture online saying they finished production.
Yeah. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
That's all I give a shit about. I don't even care who else is in. I don't even know who else is in.
I don't know who else is
in
there, yeah.
Chris Pratt.
There's a new trailer for Tommy Lee Jones, The Homesman, which stars Hilary Swank, John Lithgow, James Spader, Jesse Plemons, and Meryl Streep.
Jesse Plemons, oh god.
Yeah. Matt Damon face.
Meth Damon.
Tommy Lee Jones is directing, writing, and acting in it. A claim jumper and a pioneer woman team up to escort three insane women from Nebraska to Iowa.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I like the cast, though. It's an interesting cast.
You know something?
I'm a big fan.
Imagine a cast like that in Sharknado. Speaking of Sharknado, Daniel Radcliffe literally has said that he would love to be in Sharknado 3. And I don't know about you, but I would totally watch Sharknado 3 if Daniel Radcliffe was in. He said he just wants to be in it for like 1 minute, and like a shark will come in and like fucking eat him or something.
That's like Conan O'Brien. He has like a cameo in that. What's that movie called?
Oh shit,
it's like that sci-fi,
yeah, I can't remember,
shit movie.
Yeah. But it's funny if they have like actual like big stars in it, yeah, who die like really quickly. That'd be hilarious.
That'd be funny if it was actually in there.
I still haven't seen Sharknado. I feel like that's a movie I gotta watch with someone. I feel like I should watch it with Joe, because he would love that. Joe's always like, every time I watch bad horror movies with him, he's always like laughing 1 minute, and he'll be like, man, why are we watching this shit? This is like an hour and a half of my life I won't get back.
It's his fault, Bert.
It's his choice. I kind of forced him. I forced him to watch Leprechaun. I was like, come on, it'll be funny. Yeah, it was Warwick Davis, man. And it was like, there's like five or six of those movies. And there's one, Leprechaun in the Hood.
I think
Ice-T is in it.
It's horrible.
And then there's a sequel.
Move on from this.
The sequel is like, the sequel is Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Oh, God.
It's funny.
This is horrible. Horrible. You know what? Well, it's not horrible. The theory of everything trailer.
I didn't see that trailer. It actually looks really good.
Yeah, it looks. I think if I actually watch that, I'll probably feel shit about my life. Like, fuck, what have I done?
Felicity Jones is in it.
Yeah, she is.
And I like her quite a lot. And it's Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
The trailer even kind of made me sad. This guy felt, yeah, you know, you feel bad for that dude.
I've never been a fan of like biopics.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been.
Are you? But really?
Yeah.
So you don't like Nowhere Boy?
Well, I love that movie, but I'm not a fan of like all the
I don't know. But yeah, it looks really really good. Eddie Redmayne actually looks like him. Like, yeah, the way that they got him in the movie. Yeah, like the teeth and everything. It's cool. Very nice. Very cool.
Is that a word for every cool?
That's cool. This,
so
is, the,
cool,
this
man.
Is the cool, the podcast. Cool. The cool couch podcast.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah, that should have been our name, man. Cool couch, yeah, podcast.
Camp X-ray trailer. Soldier assigned to Guantanamo Bay. Befriends a man who has been imprisoned there for 8 years.
And who's starring in that movie?
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, I'll skip that.
No, that actually looks...
I can't stand her acting, though, dude.
No, her acting here actually looks good.
That, like, her little... I just... Edward. She like grabs her
this
head.
This looks like this looks way different without though.
Is she hot in it at least?
She's a I don't know. She's a soldier. I guess.
Oh, is that supposed to be?
I guess.
Would you say she looks awesome?
She looks pretty badass in there.
Everything is awesome. Speaking of everything is awesome.
That was pretty good.
Lego movie. Two more Lego movies have been set to release. One in 2018, one in 2019. So we gotta wait 4 years till we can see another one. We're gonna be like...
Those movies take time though. So
I know, but I'm just saying, we're gonna be like 22, 23 when that comes out. And like we're gonna feel like old. We'll still like it, because it's for everybody.
It really is for everybody though.
I can't express how much I love the first one. It's so good.
I don't know.
And I think they're doing a Ninjago movie. Like the Ninjago. Ninjago, whatever.
Why'd you say Ninjago?
I don't know. I was thinking of Django, and then I thought of Rango. Django. But yeah.
I like to drop your
stuff. Yeah, shut up. Anyway, yeah, they're doing that. So I don't know if that's like one of the two that they mentioned, but they just said they're releasing two more Lego movies.
Wonder if they can bring out the same voice actors.
I hope. I think they will, because there's a whole, like, kids love Emmett and all that, and like Benny and all of them. So they'll probably have to bring them back. They'll add a bunch of newer characters too. It'd be funny if they did like I was thinking about this the other day, if they did like Guardians of the Galaxy Lego in it, because Chris Pratt's both like and you could have like both of them talk to each other. Like, hey, you sound just like me. Like, yeah, I know.
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. But they probably won't do that because they're dumb.
I don't know. I'm a busy guy.
I don't know. I always like over exaggerate.
But he does that.
He
does that though. I'm a busy guy.
For you guys probably don't know what the fuck we're talking about, but I have this friend who whenever we like we do videos and stuff, and like I don't even know, like he just kinda like he acts really weird. He always like claps his hands and like
mouth smack thing.
Like, you know, and he's always like, I don't know. He puts his hands up like he doesn't know, like, I don't know. I'm a busy guy. Got things to do. You know? Just do my daily activity. Yeah.
If only you were there. Let's move on to more trailers. So the Book of Life trailer. Manalo, a young man who is torn between fulfilling the expectations of his family and following his heart, embarks on an adventure that spans three fantastical worlds where he must face his greatest fears.
I like the feel of the movie.
Yeah.
I probably won't watch it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I like, isn't Channing Tatum?
Yeah, he is.
Speaking of Channing Tatum, I just watched him on Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
I still need to watch that show.
He was really good in it. I was surprised.
Yeah, because I like that kind of thing.
Ben Stiller was funny.
He's always
funny. Zac Efron was actually pretty funny. You gotta give the guy like some slack. He's a
just because he was in that high school.
Because he was in high school. Like, come on, you think about it. Ryan Gosling was on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and look at him now. Same with Justin Timberlake. True, yeah. And Britney Spears, but look what happened to her.
Who cares about Britney Spears anymore? The Lonely Island.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this.
Are making a movie.
Super excited about this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for all you goobers out there, you should all know that me and Jay-Z love Lonely Island.
Lonely Island. We'll come right in with this cover. Hey yo, my dick don't work. That shit is stopped. There's a bill. I need to listen to them again.
You need to listen to the newer album. Yeah. Came out like last year and you still haven't listened to.
I think I have it somewhere. Just
like, usually leads into a couple of songs like Diaper Money.
Got that Diaper Money.
And their famous song called I Fucked My Aunt.
Yeah.
I fucked my aunt.
Watch me do me. Watch me me.
That was.
Watch me do me.
Watch me do me.
Don't look at my head. I just did it again.
Atreyu!
Falcor!
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Atreyu?
Falcor! Go to turtleneck and chain.
Turtleneck and chain. Turtleneck and chain. Sipping on a light beer.
Sipping on a light. Yeah.
I think that their best song is honestly "Dick in a Box." That, you know, that's.
What's that? The what's that Mother's Day song?
Mother Lover.
Mother Lover.
And then they had the three-way, the Golden Rule, with Lady Gaga. That one was pretty funny too.
It's not gay.
Yeah,
if
movie.
It's in a three-way.
Yeah, but is it like based on their?
Yeah, it's based on them. Yeah.
On them. Cause I heard that, Akiva and Yorma are directing it.
Really?
And then Andy's like starring in it.
Either way, it's gonna be pretty funny.
Let's hope. It'd be funny if it was like the whole movie was just like a musical with their songs in it. It'd be like the most random movie ever.
It's like all these crazy inappropriate songs.
It'd be funny if they made a movie about the like him and Justin Timberlake's characters from like those videos. Oh, yeah. Just like that'd be funny if they made a movie about those two. Which I'm surprised they haven't, because they used to do a lot of SNL
skits.
Movies. Like Wayne's World. I love Wayne's World.
Night at the Roxbury.
It's interesting.
Rhett Reese, writer producer for the Deadpool movie. Deadpool. Looking for support from fans on Twitter.
He doesn't even need support.
I forgot to write this down, but that movie's gonna be PG-13.
No, that's alright.
Yeah, I think because Deadpool doesn't swear that much in the comics.
Whenever he does, it
gets bleeped out. So.
Okay, they can honestly put like a ton of violence in it, just as long as it's not like super graphic.
The Wolverine movie was pretty good.
I'm just saying, like, obviously they're doing it because they just want a wider audience to be able to come and see it, which makes perfect sense.
Like, Deadpool is, like, really popular.
Mm.
And, like...
Yeah, this movie is totally going to be, like, going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless, like, some bullshit happens and they get, like... they lose Ryan Reynolds or somebody. Like,
everything they've done so far has been good. So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just pulled a Thomas there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, like... bulk it up and trying to get people excited for the Thomas story after
Thomas
the break.
Story, yeah. Deadpool movie. There's actually this is not really related, but there's the Tron Legacy, the test footage that got greenlit and accepted. So yeah, I don't know how I brought that up, but
yeah, what? What?
We talked about this, right? The TMT.
Yeah, I talked about that bullshit.
And Michael Bay is stepping down from Transformers.
Woo!
Sounds like it matters. Yeah.
It's still gonna be shit.
Yeah.
They're probably gonna get like John Woo.
Why can't he make like
John Woo to step
John
in?
Woo, oh god.
Hey, come on. John Woo's awesome action director. Face Off, come on, that's a beautiful movie.
I wish Michael Bay made more like Bad Boys, Apocalypse. Shit, what was it? I mean, Armageddon.
I'll admit, Armageddon. Yeah, Armageddon. I like that movie.
Yeah. Living on a jet.
Ben Affleck, man.
What happened to Michael Bay?
He got money, that's
what happened. Yeah.
He became an asshole. He made out with Megan Fox, that's what happened.
Yeah, he probably fucked her too.
You know what she said? In some interview someone asked Megan Fox who her best on-screen kiss was.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf. Motherfucker. French is like a motherfucker.
What other movies has she kissed the guy in?
Jennifer's Body.
Oh yeah.
That movie with Simon Pegg.
Whatever.
This is 40. What? I think.
Anyways.
Everyone's kissed her, come on.
Moving on.
Except us. Except Seth Rogen.
For Seth Rogen.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Was that Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. That was
when he like, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel kissed her on the cheek, but when Seth Rogen tried, he was denied. It was so embarrassing. I felt bad for him. Like, Seth Rogen. Who wouldn't want to get a kiss from Seth Rogen? I'm a man, and I'd love a kiss from Seth Rogen.
Probably would, yeah.
James Franco got a kiss, Seth Rogen.
He probably did more than a kiss.
Well, they Frenched each other, man. They full-on Frenched each other.
Moving on. First images of the zombie flick Maggie starring Arnold! And Abigail Breslin.
Arnold Schwarzenegger!
The story is about a Midwestern farmer who stays by the side of his beloved teenage daughter even as she slowly turns into a cannibalistic zombie.
I can't picture that.
Why are you turning? I like the story though.
Say something like in Earl voice. Like say like a zombie line. Like,
why are you turning? Stop.
It's not a bite wound.
Get to the chopper. Yeah, the story. This story is interesting though.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny shit, dude. That's
funny shit, dude. Happy go present and another.
Wait.
She'll come back.
No, she won't. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about
Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I can't picture it being very serious with Arnold in it.
I don't know.
Can that guy do, like, a normal, like, American accent? I've never heard him do one.
I think he's tried and failed.
Like, his accent's pretty
good. I think if it was a different actor, I think it'd be good. Not anything against Arnold, just because I love him.
But I'd take Sylvester Stallone over that. No offense, Arnold.
Yeah, I'd be. You just have to turn to a zombie, you know? Go down, go fight Apollo Creed, you know?
I've even had Jason Statham more than Arnold.
I swear to God, if you turn into a zombie, I won't fucking hesitate.
I'll shove my ass up your ass.
I won't hesitate to shove my ass up your ass.
What was that question I asked you? That Jason Statham question. Oh yeah, would you rather question, right? And I said, like, one of your options was, would you rather go to a nice dinner with Jason Statham, yeah, and the whole time he's like threatening you?
You fucking better eat that fucking pasta.
You better eat that steak. I paid all my fucking money for it.
And eat your fucking greens.
Eat your greens.
Oh, and he like tried to say something.
You shut up. Drink some of your beer. Pay good money for that.
Hey, that's a good wine. You better fucking drink it.
That's red wine. 1937. Better drink it.
And we have trailed off with all these.
We're having one of those days. Jason Statham. I never laughed as hard as anything you said when you said that.
Yeah. Bless you, my ass. Bless your ass.
The mental image of that is just ridiculously hilarious. Like someone's shoving their ass in your ass.
It's like reverse human centipede. Ass to ass.
Okay. I think men have been doing that for hundreds of years.
Really?
Well, yeah, they sleep ass to ass. You wouldn't know because you don't do sleepovers, apparently.
Yeah, because this just then. Nick and his gay friends do sleepovers.
Yeah, man, we have fun.
They touch tips.
They watch Leprechaun.
Sometimes they dock too.
Get drunk and play Cards Against Humanity.
And they dock.
It's just Joe and Thomas. And occasionally Nicky.
Really? He's been part of that.
I'm trying to get him to drink.
Doesn't he hate drinking?
Yeah, I think I showed you a picture of him drinking beer for the first time, and his face is. I think I have it right here. Oh man! I would post it up on Tumblr, but I don't want him to get upset with me. his pinky's up too, and everything.
The pinky up.
The pinky riz. Patrick had it right though. Patrick, sorry, look there. There you go.
Oh my God!
That face of disgust.
You're drinking a day?
Hmm. I think it's for his birthday or something.
Yeah. Like lunch or something.
I told it was like dinner, and I told him like, I'm gonna buy you beer.
But
I like beer. Okay. Let's continue. Let's get through this.
The last three of the DC news. We got another look at Ben Affleck on set.
Batfleck. Yeah, I like this. I like this one.
Yeah. Looks really. Bruce Wayne.
Can I read it?
Which one?
Can I read this?
Which one? Let's get rid of all suspense. The Batman vs. Superman film gets moved to an earlier date.
Yeah.
March 25th.
Thankfully.
Yeah, I think that's one of the
smartest moves. I understand why they don't want any competition. Like Captain America 3 would have been their competition.
And there's like no movies around this time.
Yeah, that's really so good. That's good. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. And Aquaman, he's a bit.
Yeah, Aquaman. Zack Snyder called into a radio station after they like dissed Aquaman, and they were all. He defended him and said, like, you know, he's got some pretty cool aspects of him.
There's also water tests for Jason Momoa, apparently. Well, on set, there's water tests. So that's, like, a big hint.
Yeah, he's going blonde. We don't know why he's going blonde for Khaleesi's.
I don't know if he will go blonde or not.
He better. I swear to God, if he doesn't, I'm going to flip out.
I don't think that matters that much.
It does. Aquaman's blonde. Yeah, he's like the whitest dude you could ever think of, and they pick like this Hawaiian dude.
Yeah, but I like Jason Momoa casting though.
He's got all these people on.
He's gonna make Aquaman. Those Aquaman haters like think twice.
It's just, you know why they casted him, right? Because girls will go see it for him. See him shirtless swimming in the water.
Who wouldn't?
Talking to fish, that's pretty hot.
Who wouldn't want to see Jason Momoa shirtless again?
And you call me and my friends gay, look at you.
So you wouldn't want to see Jason Momoa?
I've already seen him shirtless in Game of Thrones. Wet
and shirtless and like with a trident.
I saw him and got, didn't he get like, oh I don't want to, oh no.
Oh, yeah, oh you're about to throw it.
Oh whatever, it's the first season.
Whatever. That's not
everybody knows.
That's
not everybody talk about, knows. Not talk about. We made a rule. If it's like, if it's been more than like 2 or 3 years, then it's too late. I'm sorry.
Let's stick to Aquaman.
He dies.
Aquaman movie gets two writers: Will Beale and Kurt Johnstad.
Johnstad, who wrote Gangster Squad.
Well, look at the Marvel writers. Like the person who wrote Captain America, wrote, I think, Chronicles of Narnia.
Those movies weren't, the first one wasn't bad.
I mean, these movies weren't too bad.
You got a problem in Narnia.
I mean, these movies weren't bad, but they weren't good either.
The only reason I like Gangster Squad was for Gosling.
I like the first 300.
Josh Brolin. What?
I like the first 300.
Yeah, 300 was alright. I watched some of like that part in the sequel with the horse where it's like, it's funny.
Oh, you wanted to read this part?
Oh yeah, so because you know we're in the Batman Superman territory. Apparently, some more plot details have been surfaced. What has been said is when Batman vs Superman opens, the character Batman will already have been existed for more than 20 years or so, which would make Bruce Wayne a bit older. And we all knew that he'd be older in this,
like in his 40s, late 40s,
probably. Yeah. In this version, Batman is still an urban legend, right? Like a creature of the night. And no one has ever taken his picture. Not even Peter Parker. Or Clark Kent. And, you know, he's had plenty of adventures, you know?
He's a busy guy.
He's a busy guy, you know? The Batcave. Apparently in the Batcave, this like tore me up. It got me all excited, though. In the Batcave, it will include a memorial centered around a tattered Robin costume.
I'm already tearing up for this.
So this means that, you know,
he's gone through
at least more than one Robin, which could mean that Dick Grayson exists as possibly Nightwing.
Because it's been more than like,
yeah, so he's Nightwing now, which is a smart move.
That would be cool.
But these are all. Could you think of what that could mean though? In terms of Robin, just like if they have Nightwing, that means they've already gone through.
Tim Drake
and
Jason Todd.
So that means that at some point when they do like solo Batman movies, they could totally bring Red Hood into
that. Would be pretty
fun. I would totally love that if they did that. But that's the thing, they would have to, I think they'd have to go back, they'd have to kind of, I mean they don't have to, but I think they would kind of have to have like back, like, you know, like showing him as Robin, you know what I mean, kind of like how in Red Hood they show like
Death of a Family,
like kind of like that. So they don't really have to do another Batman
origin. Oh, yeah, there's a Joker that exists. And of course.
And then the Joker obviously will be around if that's the case, which I would like to see. I mean, obviously, everyone wants to see another Joker. They just want to see it done.
Who do you want is?
We've been through that. You and me sit on like the bus and we talk about this. We're like the hugest nerds in the world. Matthew Grego. He'd be pretty cool. Like I told you that I thought Michael Fassbender and... Tom Hiddleston would have been good, but they're already villains, right? So they,
I think maybe either Jared Leto or
Jared Leto could be good.
Matthew McConaughey.
I wouldn't go for McConaughey. his voice talking like this.
I also think of Matt Smith.
Yeah. He's got that weird face.
He's a pretty good actor too. So
I'm just saying Tom Hiddleston would have been a great choice if he wasn't already Loki, just because he's got that the face, the chin, and the smile too. Like, you know,
there's like a Photoshop of like the Joker makeup on top of what's his name, Willem Dafoe. And it looks exactly like
him. Remember when I was reading the like who they were considering for Joker, and Robin Williams is one of them. Steve Carell too.
Really?
I told you, remember Steve Carell? So yeah, Steve Carell was the obvious choice. The obvious choice.
Obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. They could totally just surprise us and pick someone who we don't even expect.
Yeah, like Heath
Ledger, yeah. Right?
I mean, yeah, they could actually pick anybody. So,
Heath Ledger nailed it.
Yeah.
We're still talking about Heath Ledger for like 6 years.
Yeah, because that was like a.
That was a huge movie. For that decade, I think.
That was like that's such a different portrayal of Joker too. So.
Very good.
Very good. And the plot for Batman versus Superman, be centered around a. Anti-Superman theme, and he's basically the only superhero or like meta-human has ever revealed himself. Basically, I don't know why, but basically,
so everyone's gonna like hate Superman in this one.
Yeah, so like,
which makes sense because he destroyed. He was responsible for fucking up.
That's where Batman comes in.
That's good. I like that.
And yeah, so everybody else. I mean, like Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Green Lantern. Like, they basically. Don't exist per se. That's pretty interesting. Yet. But like, they haven't revealed themselves.
I'm trying to think of like,
what do you think of?
Well, I mean, well, Wonder Woman obviously exists in this universe. So.
Yeah, she exists, but they haven't like showed.
I'm just trying to think of like, okay, so in this movie they got Lex Luthor, who's like I guess gonna be the bad guy, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense now.
And he'll be like against the whole Superman thing. Hopefully. That's the route they're gonna take. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg.
I don't know. I need to actually see him as Lex Luthor.
Let's be fair, he's a good actor. Like when he's okay, a lot of people just think when they think of Jesse Eisenberg, they think he's nerdy.
Adventureland,
Zombieland. They think Adventureland, Zombieland, and like Social Network. Yeah. But Social Network, he was like an asshole, and he was good. He didn't have any of his little manners, you know, like his little tics that he does all the time. He was actually good. Even in that stupid Now You See Me movie, he was actually pretty good in that too.
Yeah.
So I like that. I'm warming up to it.
I just need to actually see him.
I see him bald. That's what I want to see. If he is gonna be bald, I don't even know.
I mean, he could just be a younger version, and they might have another.
Have him bald in the future.
Yeah.
Or he loses his hair fighting Superman. He gets exposed to radiation and loses his hair, so he makes it his life mission to take down Superman. I had such beautiful curly hair.
I mean, they haven't specified what
he's... They haven't really said if he's the villain. They just said that he's in it. So he could totally just... I don't even know. Like, that's... I don't know. This movie's infuriating.
Like, everything else has been revealed except for, like... Like, Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor. Like, we saw, like, Wonder Woman and, like, Batfleck. So, that's weird. Is that the... Oh, no. You have the... DC set dates for 9 untitled movies through
2020. Jesus fuck. I'll set through till 2020.
Yeah. I think one of them is supposed to be Sandman.
Is Joseph Gordon-Levitt still...
Yeah, he's still part of it.
Is he? Okay, sweet. I love that. He's gotta be a superhero at some point.
I know.
And
I mean, he was Robin.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's me. Sandman.
Oh, spoiler, dude.
Sandman.
Spoiler. Dark Knight. friends. You're giving me shit for Game of Thrones. You just spoiled
the ending. That's been longer.
Yeah, no.
Has it not?
No, are you stupid?
Whatever.
You've been snacking on those M&M's.
Cut it out.
Oh, yeah, don't cut it out, you asshole.
Is that the end of our...
Actually, I think that came out... When did Game of Thrones even come out? Was it 2011? It must have been.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a year before.
You fool. You said 2 years. If a movie...
Oh, whatever. Same yeah. Yeah, but then that wouldn't have been 3 years.
So, yeah, that's...
Okay, new rule.
Yeah.
If it's been more than 4 years... If I see it fitting, fuck you. If I want to ruin something, I'll ruin it. It's your fault for not catching up. I pay the price when I get Game of Thrones spoiled for me all the time because I haven't been caught up. That's my fault, so it's your fault too.
I guess. Whatever.
It's only fair.
Take a break. Just take a break.
No, we gotta talk about
talk about what?
Or we're gonna talk about that after. Inhuman stuff.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Fuck you now. You ruin everything.
Do you not want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about it now. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, so yeah. Inhumans.
I think we mentioned it last week.
Yeah. That it's officially a go. They're going to be doing that, which is smart, because it's kind of got that Guardians of the Galaxy feel to it. And I kind of read up on it a little, but the only thing that really, like I said to you before the podcast started, I said that... they mentioned like the Kree race in it, and the Kree race is in Guardians of the Galaxy, so
it's real S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, so there might be like a little tie-in there. And Vin Diesel also posted a weird post. It just said Inhuman. And a lot of people were like, "What the fuck?" So it could either mean that like he's just kind of trying to help promote it or whatever, or that he's actually going to be in it.
That's weird though. They don't pick another actor.
Well, he could just be Groot again. He could just be promoting it because it's in the same like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
For what character they're saying he should be, but I don't know. Must be a different character.
They should get The Rock.
No, he's like Shazam or Black Adam now.
Black Adam.
Who do you want him to be as? Shazam or Black Adam?
I don't want him to be either.
Really? I think that's a good pick. That's a good casting.
I don't really care about Shazam.
Is that...
Like, that would be, like, one of my least like, hyped movies. Unless they pick someone really, really good to direct it. And they got some good co-stars in there, and then maybe I'll go see it. See, this is my problem now. They got so much, like, Marvel and DC shit coming out.
It's great though.
I know, but it's gonna be hard to like fucking follow all of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be
like,
drained.
I think in all.
By 2020, we're gonna be like.
It's like more than like 20 movies.
Yeah, think about like the last like, I don't know, like 15 years, right? Like, I mean, yeah, there's been a lot of superhero movies, but not like.
Not like this.
Like this. Like, you got like the shit ton coming like out at like
least,
every year.
At least two.
Like this every year. Year. Like this year, we had. What did we have? We had Amazing Spider-Man, Captain America.
Iron Man 3?
No, that
was last year. Yeah.
And then we had X-Men Days of Future Past. Yeah, you got a shit ton.
And Guardians.
And Guardians, yeah. The next year we got even more, like, shit.
It's crazy.
It's brutal.
It's great, though.
It's great. It's a curse. It's a great curse for us nerds, because it's just making us look even more, like anxious. Like, I'm going to be thinking about, like, Batman, I'm going to be thinking about, like, Spider-Man, and, like, Sinister Six, and, like, Iron Man, and all that bullshit. My head's going to explode.
Everything's out of control. Everyone loses their minds.
What we have here is failure to communicate.
Want to take a break from here?
We're going to take a break.
See you on the other side of the break, as always.
See you on the other side. Chris Angel Mind Freak. Wow.
the show yet again.
Welcome.
I want to start us off with the Thomas story that you've been hyping up this whole episode.
Yeah, okay, so Thomas, right? Let me tell you a little bit about him first. He's this half Vietnamese, half Chinese guy. You know, he's got very strict Asian parents.
He's also like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens, but
yeah, he's very gullible. You know,
he is very gullible.
He's very gullible. So I'll give you an example for one of my stories. I remember one time I went to my friend Jonathan's cabin, and Thomas came as well as Joe. So Joe was there as well, and we all took showers, not together because that'd be weird, but we all took showers because we were filthy. From, you know, playing in the dirt and stuff, doing all that fun stuff, you know?
Playing with your dicks.
No. Okay. So, basically, Thomas is the last one to go for a shower, right? And we all clearly went in and out of the bathroom. So, he asks us, is the shower in there? He points to the bathroom. So, I'm like, no, Thomas, it's actually in the back. You know, there's like a little hut back there that you go in and you shower. Thomas is like, oh, really? And he's like, well, why do you guys go in the bathroom then? And I said, well, we go through the window because it's faster. So he's like, oh, okay. So he walked into the bathroom to the window, which is literally next to the shower. He starts trying to open this window that obviously can't open. So he's like, he spends a good like 2 to 3 minutes trying to open this window. And we're just sitting there like silently giggling, you know, like, right? And then he comes back and he's like, oh, I can't do it. I'm gonna go out back and do it. So I'm like, all right, you go out there. So he goes out, comes back like 2 minutes later, and he's like, I can't find it out there. So that's when I decided to just say, you know, Thomas, it's clearly the, you know, shower in there.
He's fucked fast.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you dick. And he goes in the shower and it's like, seriously, like, I mean, I know you're gonna call that mean, but the guy had it coming.
He, like, literally walked past it.
So. He stood beside it with the shower door open and there's water inside of it, like on the walls, and it's steamy in there. What does he think goes on in there? Like, I don't know. So that's my Thomas story.
Yeah.
Thomas is a fool. Crazy. Fool on the He's hill. A
fool. You fool!
Fool on the
Fly, hill. Fly, you fools!
He just totally missed my Beatles.
What?
Our Beatles song. Fool on the hill.
Alright.
Okay. Yeah. What about Brandon? I want some candy.
Both of our two new releases. We have games.
In games.
Ultra Street Fighter 4 for the PS3, 360 PC. Oh, it's so good.
Did we talk about that already last time?
Yeah, for the coming up stuff. Yeah.
Continue, sir.
Okay. Road Not Taken for the PS4 and PC.
Oh. Road Not Taken is a roguelike puzzle. Oh. As in like Sofia Vergara.
Oh, Phil. A puzzle game about surviving the surprises in life.
Yeah, continue.
You assume the role of a ranger adventuring through a vast, unforgiving forest in the aftermath of a brutal winter storm. Rescuing children who have lost their way. Randomly generated levels deliver a limitless supply of possibilities. He's like, do a Danny dance. That's great. If Mike can see this. Randomly generated levels deliver a limitless supply of possibilities to explore and challenges to overcome. Your actions influence not only your story, but the stories of the villagers you hope to befriend and the town you call home.
Road Not Taken.
Yo.
Yo, dude.
Yep, yeah, bro. Mind, Path to Thalmas for the PC is a first-person puzzler that throws you into a fantastic and surreal environment. What are you doing?
Nothing. I like your little United States 2K guy here.
Merca, dude. You'll bend the natural elements to your will in order to progress in this emotive, mind-bending tale. Mind. For the PC.
Oh, PC guy's here. I'll go get him. PC.
Risen 3, Tyna Lords.
Go pee in your bag.
Okay.
How about the games? Don't start.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, you can.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Okay. Risen 3, Titan Lords, the world of the RPG. Risen 3 is abandoned by all gods and suffers from the Titan Wars when a new threat emerges. A young warrior is attacked from the darkness and deprived of his soul. He intends to reclaim what is lost amidst the shadows that is spreading throughout the world. Risen 3. That game actually has been getting pretty good reviews. So if you like that RPG Dragon Age style game, then you should probably check that out. It's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff. Coming soon for video games, Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition, which features cross-platform saving. Excuse the sound.
Dude, there's like some gunshots, something, dude.
Yeah, I have renovations in my house. Sorry for the noise.
It's gonna ruin our episode.
Yeah, obviously.
I went upstairs, your dad's like, this Chico better get off my lawn.
That's good,
because you're just... And he tried to like shoot me.
Movies, wanna read this one off?
Yeah, dude. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Can you stop chewing that one?
Ha! 33 meta score. Ha!
That's not even part of that whole thing.
Step up, all in. In the latest chapter of the Step Up series, all stars from previous installments come together in Las Vegas to battle for a victory that could define the dreams and the careers.
That's racist.
That's like black Christopher Walken.
Hassan Kadam.
The 100-foot journey.
This is a culinary... What is that?
The 100-foot journey. Hassan Kadam. Manish Daya. Is a culinary...
Displaced from their native India. The Kadam.
Yeah, it's a movie about cooking in India, and Helen Mirren's in it. Yeah, no one's gonna want to watch that.
Really?
Into the Storm, which was shit.
Yeah,
everyone knows about that. The Storm movie.
Yeah, the Storm movie. It's like a disaster, storm, hurricane stuff.
Poor Richard Armitage. I can't believe he's in that bullshit.
I know.
I think I know what ruined it.
Lori. She fucked Shane. What a bitch.
Whoa, dude.
A bitch.
Spoilers, man.
Fuck you, man. That's been longer than the Game of Thrones. Coming soon.
Let's be cops. What do you think that's how that's gonna turn out?
I've heard that's getting bad reviews. So.
I do like the two main guys, especially Jake Kasdan from
Did you watch
New Girl?
New Girl. Hey, girl.
Zoe Deschanel, female of the week. Since we haven't I haven't done that this whole.
You haven't talked about that the whole episode.
Even though we talked about like a shit ton of girls, or Expendables. Expendables.
Arnold for male of the week.
Arnold. Oh God, no.
That banging noise would be horrible. There's also The Giver that's coming soon.
I heard it's kind of getting like mixed reviews. Yeah. I do like the book though. I've been reading it back and like.
I never read that book. So.
I think when we saw X-Men Days of Future Past, you weren't there. Because you're a loser. But Joe, like, when this trailer came on, Joe started yelling, and he pointed at the screen and said, I read this book! Don't you remember? And he turns to me, he's like, read it in junior high! And I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're being loud. And he's like, no! I read this book!
Was he actually that loud?
He was pretty loud. Wasn't that. I'm kind of over-exaggerating, but he was pretty loud. I told him to shush. The Expendables 3.
Expendables 3.
Which is pretty much what you would expect.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably watch that down the line.
I'll watch that once I watch the first two. Once I watch Expendables, that's when I'll...
Yeah. The second one is pretty good. It has Chuck Norris in it.
Chuck Norris.
Mail of the week. Okay. And moving on to our what we did
this past week. Why don't you tell us a little bit?
Starts off. Well, I finished The Witcher 2. That's actually a really good game.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Started reading the books that they have.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, started reading the books from that. So, that's books cool. Are pretty good so far.
I just realized you've been playing Smite.
Oh yeah. To all those viewers out there, let me get this straight. I'm a Smite player, so. So I want to bring that up. So, people know. That's disgusting. He just stuck a USB. And I've also watched most of season 3 of Parks and Rec.
Did you watch the first two?
Yeah.
Okay. I watched some of the first season. I gotta catch up.
Yeah, they're really good shows.
It's a funny show.
Funny.
Well, you know, The Office kind of producers in the show, yeah.
One of the funniest
lines. It's an Office kind
of
show.
Yeah, one of the funniest lines from season 3 was...
Spoilers, dude.
Well, this is not spoilers. It was an improv line from Chris Pratt. He was like... Hey, I searched up your symptoms on this thing over here. It says you might have network connectivity problems. This is hilarious.
I still like that foreskin thing you said in season 1.
Yeah.
We're the foreskin, now we're just the 3 skins.
Yeah, he's a really funny guy there. So is Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman plays the same guy in every movie.
You guys are going back to Jump Street Boys or whatever. Want to move on to your stuff?
Yeah.
That's pretty much me, so. That's pretty much me.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alex.
Thank you.
Can I fuck it?
Can I fuck it? Can it fuck me? If I sit on it for a while, will I come? This guy rated R, I'm sorry. That's a, Adam Sandler skit called Sid and Alex. It's pretty funny, but okay. And I showed you that in grade 10?
Yeah.
And you laughed 10, your ass off. Laughed
my ass off.
You turned red and I didn't think that was possible.
Alex.
Because you're brown. I watched Kill Your Darlings, starring Daniel Radcliffe, Dane DeHaan, and featuring Ben Foster and Michael C. Hall.
That's a pretty good cast.
It's like, it's like, it's based around, like, the beat poet kind of era. Like, Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg and Lucian Carr and all them. And how they met and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't know going in that, Allen Ginsberg was gay. So was Lucian Carr, I guess. So there's, like, a scene where he, like, kind of fantasizes about him sucking his finger. So I didn't see that coming. And then... Daniel Radcliffe has a pretty aggressive gay sex scene.
With who?
I don't know, some random who looks like Dane DeHaan.
Damn.
I was kind of, I like.
Were you aroused?
No, it just came out of nowhere. So I didn't see it coming. He like flipped him on his.
Yeah, what else came out of nowhere? Daniel Radcliffe.
Mail of the week, Daniel Radcliffe.
I mean, you talk about him a lot, so I don't know.
Yeah, rack of meal of the week. I also watched, and I can't believe I did watch this. I only watched it for Shailene, Woman of the Week. I watched Divergent. That was a shitty movie. Like, I don't know. It was okay. Like, at the beginning, it was kind of interesting. And then, like, 30 minutes in, I was like, okay, fuck this movie. But I had to watch it just for Shailene, Woman of the Week.
Shailene,
Woman of the Week. She's amazing.
Aaron Paul of the week. Just cause.
He was supposed to be our male of the week the first week.
I know.
And you were so opposed to it. So now he's not going to be. He's going to be like the last week. He's going to be when we least expect it.
When he makes Need for Speed 2.
Oh god, I hope not. I also watched Bad Words with Jason Bateman. That was actually surprisingly better than I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be some dumb like Jason Bateman movie. About? Basically, he's like this really like bitter dude who forces his way into a kid's spelling bee. And you don't really know why he's doing it. He's got like an ulterior motive as to why he's doing it, and you don't really find that out until like later on in the movie.
That's pretty interesting.
He's got some really funny lines in it. Like I can't even, like, he's good at that. He's good at being.
Who,
like,
else is in that movie?
No one I can really think of. Like, there are like actors I've seen before, but he's probably the only like
notable.
Yeah, notable. He directed it too.
Yeah, I
heard that. So it's pretty good. Better than I thought. As to honor Robin Williams, I watched Good Morning Vietnam for the first time. That movie's amazing. He's really good in that.
What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Good Will Hunting, for sure.
Yeah, that's probably mine too.
He has so many. Didn't I lend you that? I think I lent you a bunch of movies back and like.
I think I watched that one. Mexico.
Did you?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great movie. He has some really good lines and scenes in that movie. But yeah. And then I watched Cool Hand Luke for the first time. Finally. It's been like so long.
It's a great movie.
I like Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, yeah.
He's a man. He's like, you know, to me, I still think James Dean's amazing, but Paul Newman's pretty great too.
He's one of the greatest actors of his era.
What do you think about it? They didn't really, like, they had a lot of actors back then, but not like a lot like we do now.
Yeah.
So everyone was kind of just, they're all like famous. You know, you could tell.
Yeah, they're all famous. Yeah. They all
knew each other, and like went to the same kind of bars and like did movies together and all that. Yeah. Other than that, I haven't really been doing
much.
Like either. Reading and stuff. That's about it. Yeah. But yeah, I think we have a question.
Question, yeah.
One question that was submitted.
On Tumblr.
Anonymously, so we can't even say who.
One lonely
man decided to talk to us.
So what's the question?
What was the question again?
God damn. It was the Guardians.
It was a Guardians question. Oh yeah, okay, so. No, well, it was related to Guardians, but I think the basic point of the question was like, what like your favorite
superhero? Yeah.
Marvel and DC superhero,
for each one, right?
Yeah. So you got Marvel superhero and DC superhero.
Why don't you give your answer first?
Oh fuck. You should know me. I have a lot, right? Like,
sorry. Let's go with top three.
Top three.
Top three. That'll be easier.
Top three. DC. Well, obviously number one's Batman. Wait, I guess it's just heroes, right? Because I like, see, for DC, I like a lot of their villains more than I like the heroes, but.
That's true.
I like Batman, number one. Number two, probably the Flash. Even though I'm not very excited for the TV show. Number three would probably be Nightwing.
Nice.
I like Nightwing, alright? Got a problem with that.
Yeah, I do too.
And then Marvel. Number one is Spider-Man. It's my favorite.
Of course. Because you like cosplay as him every day, don't you?
Me? What? Hello?
Continue.
That's a very rude, very shrewd thing to say. I like Iron Man. He's pretty dope.
He's pretty dope.
He's pretty chill. This is hard. I can't.
I know. It is hard.
I guess there's so many Marvel. But then I guess I really do love... Deadpool. Wolverine, pretty chill too. So,
who's your last?
Fuck it. There's so many.
There is a lot.
Okay, I'm just gonna like yank one out of the top of my head. Love Wolverine, so.
Okay. So yours is Batman.
Batman, Flash, Nightwing, Spider-Man, Iron Man, and nice. Wolverine.
So to me. Let's start off with Marvel. I don't know why. Switching up. Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I think I've said this.
Oh, hi, America.
Oh, hi. Oh, we haven't mentioned that, have you?
We'll mention that after.
Okay, so Marvel. I think I've mentioned this more than once, I guess. I think. Punisher. My guy is my number
Punisher's
one.
Punisher's amazing.
Punisher. He's fucking badass. Bit now, bit.
Oh, I'm Punisher.
And then after that would be
Howard the Duck, obviously.
Howard that. My second favorite would be Deadpool. Mm-hmm. My third one would be... probably Captain America. He's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool guy. He's pretty chill.
The Star-Lord kid. I do like Star-Lord.
I just haven't, like... I don't know much about him, so... For DC...
Batman, obviously.
Batman. Number one.
The guy that has Batman underwear.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you do. Don't worry.
Sure. And second...
Poison Ivy.
Second would be... She's not even a superhero.
She was one. Good once.
Second one would be...
Superman.
Second one would be... I don't know. It's hard. Second one would be... Yeah, it's probably Superman. Third one would be... Lobo.
Lobo's pretty badass.
He's actually probably cool. He's like... He's
Does he have a sawed off?
No, he has a fucking chain.
He has a shotgun though, doesn't he?
I think so. He fucking rides a flying motorcycle.
Isn't it called like the Hog?
Yeah. Lobo is fucking cool. Yeah.
So yeah, thank you, anonymous question asker. But yeah, going back to that Hi America thing, Tony Wiseau.
Wiseau.
Whatever the fuck his name is. Wise ass. He his show that he's coming out with Neighbors.
Yeah, we mentioned it before.
Yeah, there's a poster for it.
Was that real?
Yeah, it's on IMDb. Yeah.
God. It looks so bad.
I don't think it's him.
Oh, hi America.
It's just some guy. It looks like him, but I don't think it is him.
Yeah, right? It looks exactly like him though.
And it's in a speech bubble it says, "Oh hi America."
Oh god.
And it says Tommy Wiseau's Neighbors. Oh, hi, America.
Horrible.
Oh, man.
Who funds that movie?
The TV show.
Well, is it going on FX or something?
I don't give a fuck where it's going. It's going in the shit.
It's going in the fucking dumpster. Yeah.
Oh,
hi, America.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I guess that's all we have for today.
We don't even have an episode title.
We don't.
Expendables.
What?
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 That'll be our version.
Expendables?
Yeah.
That's great.
It'll be like...
That's great.
It'll be like the people you don't expect to be action stars. Michael Cera.
I want a comedian. Expendables.
Dane Cook.
How do you like Dane Cook?
I don't know. He's a funny actor. Have you seen Waiting? He's pretty funny in that.
What the fuck did I ever do to you, man?
Dane Cook's horrible. Nothing against you, but I don't like him at all.
Well, to each their own. You like Smallville, and that's a horrendous piece of shit show, so... Yeah.
I agree, it's not that good.
Oh, thank you. You were so defensive about it last year. You cried in the library.
I did cry. I don't know. It's 'cause it's like an older TV show.
Alright.
This is a long ass silence. That was the longest silence I ever had.
That was bullshit.
That's the end of our show, I guess. Well, let's... our ending.
If you want to...
if you want to ask us questions, go to our Tumblr. Oh, couchwatch.tumblr.
Couchwatch. No,
it's Crotchwatch.
It's not crotch. Oh.
That's a different one.
It's going to be the Tumblr post.
Couchwatch podcast.
Yeah.
Tumblr.com. Ask us questions.
Tumblr.
Or on our Twitter. CouchWatchPC.
CouchWatchPC. Yeah. No, we don't have anything to do with PC computers, so please stop asking.
Or President's Choice.
Yeah, please stop asking.
Stop.
Stop asking us. What? Okay. That was good.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, turn off.
Turn off?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right now?
Good day.
Goodbye.
Ladies and ladies.
I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful.